I'm here with Chris Phillips, the Southend United reporter for The Echo. We're looking ahead to this weekend's game. Chris, Exeter away.
Yeah, another difficult game for Southend on Saturday. Every time I go to Exeter, it always seems to be pouring with rain and we always seem to lose. So, touch wood, it'll be a different scenario on Saturday. Southend going into the game in good form, couple of good results in their last couple of matches. So they'll be going there in good spirits. Exeter are a good side. They're in the playoffs at the moment, but going through a little bit of a sticky patch at the moment. Their last few performances and results haven't been the best. So hopefully Southend can go there and capitalise on their host's poor recent form.
We need to build on the last two games, both 3-0 wins.
Yeah, been very encouraging indeed, Southend's last two performances and results, starting with Mansfield was a 3-0 win, and in truth, Southend should have won by more that evening. They created a host of clear-cut chances, which they should really have taken more of. Then on to the game at Morecambe, a place where Southend never seemed to get a result, but that changed at the weekend. So, yeah, confidence is very high. 6 goals in the last two games, none conceded. So, Southend, in truth, couldn't really be going into the game in better shape.
And Mark Phillips is back. Is that going to be a bit of a selection headache for Phil Brown?
Yes, definitely. Mark's had a 3-match suspension. It's a little bit unfortunate to pick that up in the first place, having seen the replays of the red card he got against Dagenham and Redbridge. I'm not too sure that was fully justified. But he's gone out of the side and Luke Pross has gone in alongside Rob Kiernan, and they've got 2 clean sheets in their last couple of games. So it's going to be a very tough decision for Phil Brown. That obviously, Mark Phillips is an experienced player. He's been one of the regulars in the Southend side. But due to the recent form and the partnership that Kiernan and Pross have formed, I think he might find it hard to get back into the side at the weekend. But as Phil Brown said to me this morning, that's the kind of headache that he wants in the team.
I'm going to put you on the spot again. Prediction?
Well, I've never seen Southend win at Exeter, but then I've never seen Southend win at Morecambe. So last weekend I went for a draw. This weekend, Barry Corr again. He's going back to his former club. He was in confident spirits today. So I fancy Barry Corr to score, and it's be 1-0 Southend. Southend always get a clean sheet when they win. So I'll go 1-0 Southend and Barry Corr with the goal. Get your money on it now.
Fingers crossed. Cheers, Chris.